live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition, a brand new week of Q&A. Got a fun show for you today because we're going to talk for about a half hour with our friend Danny Fisher. Now, Danny's been here several times talking about her art studio, which specializes in clay. And she has a lot of students around this area in different schools that she comes to teach art with clay. And she's been up to a lot of exciting new things. So we're going to see where Danny's future is headed, what she's doing these days, and talk about the fun of being part of those clay classes and other kinds of art, too. Also, after the news break, something kind of unusual, there's a great new book for hypochondriacs like me. It's titled, Am I Dying? It's written by two Columbia University Medical Center cardiologists who use humor and facts, of course, to determine for yourself whether those symptoms you're feeling should send you to the medicine cabinet or to bed for a few hours, maybe to your doctor or right to the emergency room. Good book to have around the house. And interesting sidelight about these two cardiologists, that was not their first educational goal. One cardiologist got his degree in art history, and the other got his in French literature. So, interesting Renaissance men, I suppose, these two Columbia University cardiologists that we'll hear from right after the bottom of the hour news break. You know, I know a lot of our listeners listen to KQ&A at work or while they're driving to and from work, but if you haven't yet listened on weekend mornings, well, you missed it again Saturday and Sunday. You missed hearing the Contractors and Homeowners show, Hammer Time. I'm waking up with the YCCA with Sandy Griffiths. That airs at 7 o'clock Saturday and Sunday mornings to get you in the mood for that home developing. And The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center airs at 8 and 11 on Saturday, again at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. And Financial Facts and Tax, great to know this time of year, with Ron and Barbara Stevenson. That airs here on KQ&A Saturdays at noon, so don't miss that. Hey, if you're a big fan of the rock band Queen, big fan of Freddie Mercury, think you can sing like him? Well, you know, they're continuing the sing-along this week at the Harkins 14. They're staging not only the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, but also on-screen lyrics so you can sing along. That's at the 1 o'clock and 6:30 showings. As always, check your local listings. That's for the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And you will, if you listen to KQ&A regularly, you will hear my recurring film reviews. This is that time of year when you have a strange dichotomy at the movie theater. You have the best films of the year, which are released in December, hoping for Oscar nominations. And recently released, you have, bluntly, some of the worst films of the year. So be very careful when you choose your movie. Don't be one of those people who shows up at the box office and asks the ticket seller, what's that movie about? Who's in it? Is Danny good? No. You got to do your homework. Don't waste your money. So have a good time at the movie theater. In the meantime, we're going to have a good time in just a few minutes with Danny Fisher on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Out with the old and in with the new at Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Get a fresh start to the new year with huge savings on some of our most popular models. Snatch up a fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,348. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $20,988. Or save $7,650 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano S, now priced under $25,000. The 2018 Nissan Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Need something bigger to tow your new toys? Save nearly 30% off MSRP on the 2018 Nissan Titan XD, priced under $30,000. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. Danny Fisher is in the studio. Speaking of studios, Danny Fisher, what is going on with Clayote?
Clayote Studios is no longer on Robert and Spouse. What replaced it is Raven's Corner, so that's what's there right now. I closed in October. It's been 2.5 years. I had a business partner when I started, and we put it at that location because she lived around the corner. And I've got all my classes in the schools, and I've got my wolf dogs and my art and everything else, and I live all the way in Chino. And the shop is there. It was there for the community, and I'm tired.
Running a business isn't easy, is it?
Well, I'm 44 and I've done this a really long time, but the actual having of a location and not being able to run home and turn the kiln up while I go get the dogs and then pick up my son from school. Also, my classes are more specialized. I've been home 4 years. I'm going through a lot of changes personally myself, and I know my self-worth. And my classes, I kind of kept my other classes and exactly what I do with the kids back, but I'm more about promoting the good, you know, the good energy and the good health things that are coming with my classes now. So I have my classes at the schools. I'm not doing mud puppies for the first time in 2.5 years at home.
That's got to be kind of a heartbreaking thing for you.
Well, those classes are going to be taught specifically through Prescott Valley Parks and Rec.
Okay.
So I mixed it up a little. So some of the school districts, for instance, Chino, Del Rio, they already have an art teacher. She's wonderful. So the kids get clay as an enrichment, but they already have an art teacher and they're getting art, but it's still not as much as people like myself would like. We always want more. And a lot of the schools, such as Humboldt, they have great arts and music. They have a music teacher now in most of the elementary schools, but they don't have an elementary art teacher yet. And it's really great that I'm doing clay. One, it's expensive. Two, some things break. And three, the kids are really learning about it, but they're only getting exposed to clay. So I'm a, you know, art therapist and art teacher and have a bunch of degrees. And I haven't taught life drawing or watercolor for a really long time. So I gave them an art slam, an 8-week art slam. It comes down to a little bit less per class financially. And now they're going to get more skills until the school has art teachers for them. So being home and being able to take this time taking over my website. I'm going to start blogging and writing more and mm-hmm. make it something special again, because sure. I had someone else in charge of those things just because of so much. And I'm really grateful to partner with Parks and Rec with the new classes. But I thought, if you still want Mud Puppies, you can go to Prescott Valley Parks and Rec. I'm so excited to be back. I know that I've been on here before, but I can't tell you how many people we got when we taught there before.
Really? Oh, nice.
And we, at one point before we ground broke for this library so many years ago,
yeah.
And Brian Woody was in charge, but they didn't have an arts and culture liaison like Hope, which is really fun, who was really fun to work with. We had a raccoon kiln one day in the back of the Civic Center.
A raccoon kiln?
A raccoon kiln, where it's a propane kiln where there was fire blowing, where we were burning things. Like,
oh, raccoon. Spell that for me.
Now I'm probably, I don't want to get in trouble. Like, I don't want to draw attention to the yeah. fact that we did this, you know, not for negative reasons, but I had classes at Parks and Rec. Between Humboldt School District and Parks and Rec, that was when I really started so many years ago, and then sure. I moved away to Pennsylvania. And they've watched me grow from being, you know, a little hippie girl that tried not to be late to someone that I'm really trying to keep my stuff structured, organized, and help as many people as I can, because the job is to give people good memories.
Sure.
You know, and that's what I'm trying to do. So we had a raccoon kiln, which is a Japanese way to make pottery, and it's fireplace. I pull the pottery out while it's hot. It's glowing. It goes into bins with newspaper and combustible material, and the smoke reacts with the coppers and the glaze, and you get colors. It's, I was taught from someone, and I'm really good at it, and not a lot of people focus on that anymore. Even in Japan, there's only so many galleries that do raku. It's a very specialized thing because you can break things going from hot to cold, so you have to...
Sure.
And I was fortunate enough to learn from someone that I could put my hand, but I don't use my thermocouple. My thermometer's hanging on my wall in my bedroom. I go by hand. I can tell the moisture and the temperature and mm-hmm. and when to pull. But we had one, and I had my classes there. And, you know, this is kind of what happened. I'm just excited to get back into teaching through there because it was good for me. There's a lot of promotion and people grateful for what I do. And I don't have to do as much paperwork, so I can focus more on the
people.
That's
the business side.
You can take my money. Go ahead and take some of my money. But if I'm more hands-on, I'm really happy about that. So back to that one thing. We had that raccoon count out there. I'm like, oh, it's only going to take... And remember, 14, 15 years ago, it's only going to take, you know, it's a two-hour class. We might run a little bit over. We were out there with like 60 people for 4 hours in the wind, and it was in the newspaper and stuff. But and now that department's expanded so much, they have classes I want to take. Like, I want to take a jazz dance class, you know. So I'm just... Those are the changes that are coming in some directions.
Mm-hmm. So what do you miss about being without a shop?
Cash in my hand every day.
Well, that's certainly.
My pottery studio is at home right now. Mm-hmm. I finally have my own bedroom after 3 years because my house is
that can be nice.
Small. So I've had a teen, you know, move forward, and I now have my own bedroom. So I can wake up at 3 a.m. and paint. So what do I miss about the studio besides people being able to book birthday parties without me having to find a location? Besides having art shows, open mic was mm-hmm. fun. I'm a little behind in music right now because I'm not running an open mic every week.
Yeah.
So that's a little funky, but I like having everything at home, and I'm working on being on the computer more for my website and for blogging. And it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I really like the fact that I had a place. Oh, you want to take a class today? Your aunt's in town and you guys want to make pots. Right here it is.
Sure.
But it was very difficult. And then location-wise, just teaching kids and where I was mm-hmm. next to the head shop. You know, like, I like that head shop, and the manager and I are good friends. But I don't... If I can avoid turning someone off from getting help from me because their family has a judgment about what my shop is next to.
Oh.
If I can avoid that and help more people, I'm willing to do that.
Sure. You know? Well, describe the two lovely pieces you brought in today.
These are two pieces of pottery. You can pick one. The nice lady that always says Almond Joy for me up front, I gave her one today too.
Oh, nice.
They're stoneware, so you can eat out of them. You can put them in the dishwasher. They're just basic heart shapes. The one on the left is one of my favorite glazes. The top is called Cappuccino. When you mix it with anything, it bleeds colors into it. It's kind of, I call it, they bleed. I like those kind of colors because mm-hmm. I'm bleeding all over the place. I'm an artist.
I can remember when I was a kid, my mother had candles that the farther it burned down, the more different colors came out. amount.
That's
so
cool.
I'm thinking of that, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one has glass in the bottom, so I just take, I don't drink it, but I take those Bombay Sapphire turquoise bottles. You know, people who drink, I don't want everybody's liquor bottles. Please don't give me all your liquor bottles unless they're a special color. Mm-hmm. I don't want to save all that junk. But if it's a pretty color, you can melt them in the kiln. And what happens is it looks like lava the same way the glazes flux. Mm-hmm. So the pottery kiln, you know, you start at regular temperature. Raku goes to 1800. This stuff goes to almost 2200. And you have to do that in a certain amount of slower. You can't just crank it. You're going to crack everything. So the glass and the glazes boil. The glass boils before different temperatures. And if you look through the people in the kiln, you see lava boiling, like bubbles and pops and stuff. And then as it cools, the bubbles kind of heal. And then it gets this white shiny, and that's the flux, and that's when it's finished. The glass boils quicker, so when you look in there, you'll see glass bubbling and stuff, and you just have to let it cool, and it's just kind of a nice effect.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with clay artist Danny Fisher. More coming up with Danny in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away. More coming up with Danny.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Wash Detail. Prescott Pro Wash are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Do you feel confident that you have the right financial plan in place? How and where do you invest? Trying to learn the do's and don'ts of the stock market can be extremely costly. Just one mistake can set you back years from attaining your financial goals. Understanding the stock market and investing based on your personal risk and time can be the ingredients for a successful outcome. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning. I've been assisting my clients to create the proper recipe to reach their financial goals for over 25 years, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Again, that's 480-991-1055, and visit the web at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. As always, I'm John Dombrowski reminding you don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 219 talking to Danny Fisher. Danny, you were talking about different you know, art teachers, and of course you teach clay, and different kinds of art in the schools. In the last couple of years, we've heard more and more educators talk about the importance of recess for little kids. How about the importance of learning art?
Well, I kind of... It's for art, music, and drama, you know.
The humanities, right?
The humanities.
And creative field.
We've, you know, it's funny because I haven't even, I did something on my website recently about this, that there's no secret, it doesn't even need to be proved anymore, that music helps you with timing, and music helps you with, you know, your concepts, that expressing yourself through art helps you bring things together, that people may not have the words to say that I need this in my life, or I'm hurting here, or I'm doing awesome, but I want more of this and I don't know how to attain it. Your desires, but also your feelings. And in the behavioral health world, which is one of the only Western, you know, insurance covered ways to get help, has really focused on behavioral health, which is that moment and how you're acting and how to process your emotions through that. They still go back into the past and deal with your feelings, but not so much as you would like. So these days we have Reiki healers, we have emotional people, we have life coaches. Life coaches are very handy. People have their religions. Some people, you know, do sports and that's their way. So sports is important, but the school's already picked up on that.
Sure.
You know, that's been one of the things, you know, since the beginning of time in Greek times, the physical.
Sure.
You know, with the music, the music's kind of a timing thing and it helps you attain more timing in so many ways. And there, you know, we could go on to music. It's no doubt that even shy kids, even if they're shy and they puke before they get on stage, they're becoming a more confident person.
Oh, yeah.
Through my art classes, I teach the kids to promote themselves. And that is very scary. Sometimes for, you know, the shyness of this art comes from your heart. You're not sure what to say. So I try to get them to promote themselves as part of their healing and process. And through the schools, the way the art teachers teach and what they have to work with, there's the art therapy theory that it's just the process. They're obviously learning. They're learning more skills. They're learning all of these things. You get into art therapy or some other ways to do things. Now, everything I do, I try to integrate. So at the beginning, we're doing stretching and breathing, and we're breathing in cool colors. Now they're learning what their cool colors are, and now they're breathing out warm colors and how that helps you. But with their art, if you can't talk and you have a desire and you put that in front of you through art, and that's what it does for you, because even in the behavioral health world, we're told to like not look in the past too much, to focus on our energies now, and you don't want to say negative things all the time. You're taught to train yourself not to think negatively, but this is an object that, and through a process of doing art with these people, they have something in front of you and you can guide them in that sense. So there's the theory that art, just the process of moving and doing art and creating beautiful things, helps you. And then there's also the part that you can kind of rein that and hone that and say, this bowl symbolizes your life and your future at this job. What would you like to put in this bowl? This symbolizes your future now that your parents are divorced. What do you need in there? I've had kids put a pack of cigarettes and Cheetos because that's all they wanted. You know, and then I have other ones putting, I want a puppy in there, or I want my parents to get back together, or I put leaves in there because I want to go hiking with my dad more. It's a kind of safe place.
It sounds like a Rorschach ink blot, almost.
It works, though, you know, if you got it right. And the schools, the importance of what it does cognitively for you and how to take that and analyze that. And also all the media, we know everything's media. They're on their freaking phones all day. Mm-hmm. All the media stuff, it helps you analyze it and see what you're looking at and take a step back if you guide them right through that. So the schools have the educational skills part of what they're doing. And I'm sure they learn to promote themselves and use it in positive ways. Although there's still that stigma that every time you get an art job that you're not going to make a lot of money. You know.
Well, funny, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I don't know if you heard my intro at the top of the show, but after the news break at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to air my interview with these two New York Columbia University cardiologists who have written a book about diagnosing your own symptoms. Neither one of them started out as doctors. One of them got his degree first in French literature. Mm-hmm. The other got his degree in art history. And they both went back to school to become cardiologists. How's that for a career change?
That, well, it is art.
It's
definitely the art of the body and the art of everything you're doing.
You know,
did I answer your question? I don't even know if I did.
Yeah, you did.
In fact,
I picked up on one thing, too. You talked about how kids can express themselves artistically in the shyness. And that's where the light bulb went on above me, because I talk with an awful lot of stage directors and actors who work on local stage productions and musicals with kids. And a lot of really shy kids, once they get a little taste of being on stage and hearing the applause,
they get
and
addicted.
It gets in their blood.
I've watched these the Prescott Valley Performing Arts Center with Clyde. My son used to do that when he was younger. Mm-hmm. And I watched this little 4-year-old adorable girl come in with her mom. And her mom goes, she doesn't want any speaking parts. She's very shy and we just want to try this. And I watched the staff go, can you read this one line? And she said a few things, and she wound up getting a full singing and speaking part, and like
isn't
just watching
something?
Her change. So these things, why I stutter sometimes when you ask me how these things help is I live in a world that I don't feel like I even need to explain.
Wait, no, about that is because the the kids start out shy, and then they find out they start blossoming with this role, which makes them more confident, and because they find out that they have a talent that attracts them to other friends.
Right.
They start developing new friends who share that talent, and maybe because I'll give you an example. My hero when I was a younger man was Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Carson, the Tonight Show host, would have a lot of actors on his show. And he would ask actors from time to time, why are you an actor? And the answer that always stuck with me was when an actor would say, because I'm more comfortable being somebody else for 2 hours who knows what lines to say than being myself.
Well, and there's no lie, I'm selfish in this, because I just took a break for a couple months, and I even worked, little side jobs because I wanted to get back to my own art, and I wanted to, and I did that in Pennsylvania. I had my shop closed, and then I sold a whole bunch of art. Then I came here, had my shop, and I was working on art through the holidays because there's not a lot of schools in session for classes anyway. And I'm selfish. I can't wait to get back to my kids.
Well,
my
But you know what, too, on that part, being a business owner, you don't get 2 weeks vacation, do you?
I have been married twice and I've never had a honeymoon. And I've worked my butt off through the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I didn't have fun. But in these worlds that we live in, while everybody else is getting entertained and relaxing, that's when you're on.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So I took that time, and I want my kids back. So I'm excited to teach, and I can give them all this great stuff, but I want to see them.
Yeah, I bet them. I bet they miss you too, because they seem to have so much fun at your classes. So tell me about the Welcome Wolf.
The Welcome Wolf is what Cleote is slowly switching to, not in the same way. I'm more confident and, like I said, self-worth after being here. Everybody in Pennsylvania knew me. You guys only knew me for 4 years. I was away for 10. So I've become more self-confident in my worth, and I want to do more of my art, my writing again, and get it going on. So I also, I raise low-content wolf hybrids. They make great dogs, and a lot of them turn out being therapy dogs. They've been sent all over the country.
A wolf hybrid?
Yes, and you got to be careful, because you can't have high percentage wolves in this world. And
I can see that.
You got to be really careful about who gets them. But they're low-content with husky, and they're amazing dogs, and I'm very sparing. Like, I've been a rescuer my whole life, but mm-hmm. I just raised, a litter a year. But I've also run into so many people that can't handle their hybrids. So I'm working on a 501c3 where part of the money goes to the wolf rescue
mm-hmm.
Or the hybrid rescue. And people are more apt to come to your gigs and buy your art when they know they have a good cause these days.
Yeah.
So eventually I'll be reopening a smaller gallery studio. And it's more so Danny Fisher and the Welcome Wolf versus Cleote. I think I may keep the classes separate. I may keep them kind of their own thing. You learn these things in business because that's a service. I don't get taxed on that.
Yeah.
And that's just a service, and that's my exchange with the community. But this thing would be going to, I've got a team of 8 people that want to help, and we don't have any room for any more dogs.
He's a lupine connection here. Cleote, which sounds like coyote, and wolf. Welcome, wolf. So I see the connection there.
Right, and the cleote was my dad's name. He gave that to me a long time ago. And the coyote is a trickster and misunderstood often. And we're talking now about welcoming the wolf. And ironically, when I came home 4 years ago, they just had that dog Echo at the Grand Canyon. And we were welcoming wolves anyway when I came home.
Yeah, well, how neat.
So that's it.
Now, some of the time that you've been away from the studio, I understand you hike Glassford Hill, right?
I would like more people to hike with. I don't want to get, abducted or anything like that, but I do have wolf hybrids with me, so good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
But Glassford Hill is a 4-mile hike. It's really nice. I've gotten comments when I ask if people want to go. They said it's dirty up there, and there's a tiny bit of graffiti on the signs that you can barely see. There's not a lot of trash up there anymore. I don't see that. You go all the way to the top. It's like a switchback, so it's not a high incline. And you get to turn around and see everything and come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay physical because after owning a business and being on the computer all the time, plus sitting in the, there was a lot. I'm trying to stay more physical and keep my dogs happy. And I'm open to people wanting to come with. I go there. I just did the Peavine this morning.
Peavine a couple of years ago, and I got to the end of it, and all of a sudden, all of Chino Valley opened up. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the trail on Williamson Valley Road. There's mm-hmm. a nice 4 mile. I like the 4 mile ones because it's enough that you're not too tired, yeah. but you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, what about any out of area art shows or festivals?
I'm working on some stuff in Pennsylvania again, back east. I'm a really good person to make falafels at festivals, but I haven't done this. I'm 44 now. I haven't done it for a while, but I signed up for some things. I'm talking about doing things in Quartzsite again. I used to do some Vegas shows, and I'm just starting to outreach again and apply for shows and leave for a week. My kids are older now. I have a 14 and a 17-year-old.
Wow.
So that's a whole new thing, too. This all hit, towards the end of the year. I'm like closing the shop, changing my life, reinventing what makes me happy. And how to do it so that I can pay my mortgage.
Well, having two kids, let me ask you this. And I know you've always been very artistically inclined, but having two kids, when they were younger, did you find yourself reliving your own childhood through their eyes?
Being a therapist and being very adamant about no teachers and no parents doing their children's artwork, I may have been overly obsessive about making sure they're independent. By the time my kids were 11, they were making $160 a week working at a farm, getting up at 5 a.m. So they may not like me too much right now, but it's going to pay off.
You know what? It instilled self-discipline.
By the time they were 14, they were calling the doctors and making their own appointments.
There you are.
I don't think that happened. I think that, and I used to make jokes about it, my children have rebelled because I am an artist and I do have dogs everywhere and used to have horses everywhere. That's how they grew up and they get a lot of good from it, but they wanted to rebel, so they want careers that are cleaner and
But isn't it part of being a teenager? I mean, isn't rebellion kind of in the DNA?
I thank you for saying that because I'm living it right now. I'm in the thick of this stuff with my kids and... Mm-hmm. But like I said, I haven't had a bedroom in 3 years, and now I have a bedroom.
Now you have some space finally, don't you?
Right. And my one son started college class at AAEC today. Mm-hmm. My other son's going to be graduating Bradshaw. And they both get amazing grades. When they were younger, I traveled a lot, and we had trauma and stuff. So I homeschooled sometimes, and I private schooled sometimes, and I public schooled sometimes. And I'm just so proud of how centered they. I don't have to worry about their grades. I'm the one that has to remind them to be good people, to feel good about themselves first, yeah. because they're totally diligent about their grades mm-hmm. and working and. Even if they're trying to get away from the art, yeah. they might be trying to get away from me and my mess and my barking dogs, but it's making them good people.
And that makes you a proud parent, as it should. Yeah. Do you do any commission art for people?
I do. Thank you for reminding me. I've been doing murals. You might have seen my murals at the Jackass, which are the really funny ones. We've got a bull. Brendan had specifically made me find things like a certain year Indian motorcycle. So it was really, he challenged me just to tighten up, and it's on stucco. So I did the murals at the Jackass. I was painting windows at Mortimer Farms last year. I've done a few private murals in the area, and I will do your murals. I don't like painting windows because it's a lot of work for it to just get scraped later.
Yeah.
And I buy quality paint and it doesn't scrape easy. So I'm open for murals. I'm going to be applying for some of the commission places, like at the Civic Center, they're looking for sculptures. I'm not just doing clay. I do epoxy in shadow boxes mm-hmm. and I'm playing with new mediums and just painting a lot.
It's fun to see new forms of expression, isn't it?
There's a show at Bill's Pizza right now. I forgot.
No kidding. How about that?
Yep. Wow. Go in and on the left, and there's some good stuff from my friend Stephen Eddings. He has he's next to me, and he has a good spot. His stuff is quick and poppy, and mm-hmm. Every year he sells pretty much out and has to replace the painting. So his stuff is more affordable there. Mine's a little more high priced for being, you want something that people are eating a pizza and they might want to pick up. My prices are high, but it was the first time I got to display anything in a while.
Nice.
So if you go into the left, I think that's there for a little more time.
Well, how can our listeners contact you if they want to keep up with what you're doing and perhaps commission you to make something for them?
Don't forget, there's a class February 8th in Chino Valley. It's a free class that I'm doing clay with people. It's for kindergarten through fifth grade. It's called Love Bugs, Love Machines, and Love Shacks, and they cut up hearts with clay and make houses, robots, and bugs. So that's a free one that you can contact Chino Valley Parks and Rec. If you want to find out about my classes, I'm going there right after this to solidify dates, but I have life drawing, watercolor, and I have one clay class. There's five classes total right now. Mm-hmm. That number is 928-759-3090.
Repeat that, please.
928-759-3090. Mm-hmm. So that will be going on at Parks and Rec. To contact me, I have coyotestudios.com still. Gmail is coyotestudios@gmail.com. I'm always on Facebook. My phone won't handle my messenger, so it's outdated. But you can always reach out, and my phone number is still a Pennsylvania number, 610-823-3742. But I haven't left. I still have a table full of pottery that people haven't picked up from the summertime.
Ah.
So I still deliver pots and meet old customers. Sure. And if people can't find me, I'm still available.
Well, we appreciate you coming in today to talk about updating what's been going on with Danny Fisher. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A Continued, Success with Your Art. Stay tuned, because we've got news and local weather with me coming up once again. And then we will hear from the doctors who have written a book called Am I Dying? You don't want to miss that. It's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 14th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Today's swearing-in ceremony for incoming Arizona Senate President Karen Fan has a distinct Yavapai County flavor. Not only is Senator Fan the new Senate President, but her swearing-in was administered by incoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Robert Brutinel, also from Prescott.
I would also like to offer a special welcome to Justice Bob Brutinel. We broke protocol a little bit this year. Normally it is the Chief Justice that swears us in, but Justice Brutinel and I go back. We grew up together, and so the fact that he will be the new Chief Justice in a few months, we were able to break protocol and have him do this special honor for us.
Fan becomes the second female Senate President in the history of Arizona. A 20% chance for rain this afternoon, 60 to 90% tonight through tomorrow night, and 20% for more rain Wednesday. With partly sunny highs today near 49, a cloudy 45 tomorrow, mostly sunny Wednesday up to 50. Overnight's cooling to a rainy 40 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for rain this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, with highs today and Wednesday near 55, up to 51 Tuesday, chilling after bedtime to a rainy 41. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. Q&A will continue after this.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Lighting fixtures looking not so inviting? We'll have some do-it-yourself ideas to brighten them up that you can do over a weekend. Rheus Air Conditioning will be in to talk air filters, why it's important to change them regularly, and types to look for. Plus, we'll be appearing at the Green Valley Saharita Annual Business Expo and Taste of the Valley.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, hypochondriacs unite. It's happened to all of us after a few days of being ill. It's tempting to use search engines or to self-diagnose to ask one question. Am I dying? Well, in their new book, Am I Dying? Two Columbia University cardiologists explain when you should just take a chill pill and when your symptoms might be more serious. We're speaking with the authors of Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next. We're speaking with Dr. Christopher Kelly and Dr. Mark Eisenberg. Dr. Christopher Kelly is a cardiologist at Columbia University Medical Center. He graduated summa cum laude with a bachelor's degree in neuroscience and French literature. He received his medical degree from the Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons, where he was valedictorian, his master's of science from the Department of Biostatistics at Columbia Mailman School of Public Health, and he lives in New York City. Dr. Mark Eisenberg is an associate professor of medicine at the Columbia University Medical Center. He's an attending physician at Columbia Medical Center, New York Presbyterian Hospital. He graduated from Columbia College with a bachelor's in art history, followed by an MD from the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons in 1995. He completed his internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology at Columbia Medical Center. A fellow of the American College of Cardiology, he lives and works as a clinical cardiologist in New York City. Doctors Kelly and Eisenberg go through the most common symptoms, from back pain and bloating to rashes, shortness of breath, and providing guidance on the next steps, including hightailing it to the emergency room. Doctors, which symptoms do you think you should never, ever ignore?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us on the show. There definitely are some symptoms that people can experience that can be a sign of a life-threatening problem. The ones, first of all, as cardiologists, we think often about chest pain, and most people, when they experience chest pain, wonder if they're having a heart attack. I would say that chest pain that feels like a pressure in your chest, it may radiate up your neck and down your arms. It may be associated with some shortness of breath or extra heartbeats, and it may get worse when you exert yourself. That's very, very, very concerning for chest pain, and no one should ever ignore that. Mm-hmm. Another set of symptoms where time is really of the essence is the symptoms of stroke. So if you're having new onset weakness or numbness in one of your arms or legs, or maybe you're having slurred speech that came on very abruptly, that's very concerning for stroke. Another reason to go straight to the emergency room by ambulance, because every minute counts.
Now, what symptoms do you think cause people to overreact the most?
Well, that's also a great question and very timely, especially this time of year when a lot of people have a sore throat. The common cold is the most common reason at this time of year for people to have a sore throat, sometimes associated with a runny nose and headache and a little bit of a fever. You know, usually that goes away in a few days with just some rest and fluids and some pain medications for symptoms like Tylenol and Advil. When to worry with a sore throat is if you start to have like white exudates, or you have a really thick cough with sputum, that could actually be a sign of an infection on top of the sore throat, a bacterial infection like a pneumonia.
Now, when people go online to self-diagnose, there are numerous sites that will tell you, and WebMD comes to mind, they tell you you may have cancer. Why do they do that?
Well, it's always true you may have cancer, but it's probably not the explanation of the symptom that brought you to the website in the first place. And what we've experienced with a lot of these online resources is, you know, they're well-intentioned, but they don't always help make the distinction between what's possible and what's likely, mm-hmm. right? You know, if you have a headache, you could have brain cancer, but that's probably not the explanation of your symptom. And so in our book, we try to go through the additional features that can help you lean one way or the other. And, you know, you can go from that to deciding whether you need to see a doctor or whether you can just wait it out.
Have you ever seen any really strange symptoms that make you think, what is this?
Yeah, we all do. There are some strange symptoms out there. And, the goal for physicians is to figure out the diagnosis with these strange symptoms. A strange symptom that some people have is a desire to keep chewing ice. All of a sudden, they just want to chew ice. And actually, strangely, that could be a sign of an iron deficiency anemia, that you need more iron. Clearly, don't put yourself on iron if you're all of a sudden chewing ice, but you should see a doctor, and that should be one of the things that are looked into.
Now, how do you feel about patients who come into your office having already researched their symptoms?
Yeah, I think that most doctors now expect it. It's fine. We want people to be engaged in their health care, and it's perfectly normal in anticipation of a doctor's visit to start doing your own research about what the cause might be. I think the only thing that we would warn people is that when you do end up seeing a doctor, start with the symptoms that you've been having. Start with a description of what your experience has been and how things have evolved, rather than starting with what you think the answer is. Because number one, you want your doctor to have an open mind and consider all the possibilities without being biased toward one thing in particular. And number two, you don't want to just start off with the problem. You want to start off with the symptom. If by the end of the visit the doctor hasn't brought up the thing that you're worried about, it's completely fine to talk about it and get some more reassurance, but we wouldn't open with it.
So you have a nasty cut. When do you think it needs stitches?
Yeah, that's a great question. Also this time of year when everyone's cooking, You know, it's very common to, unfortunately, you know, cut your finger. Clearly, our mother's advice is still the best. When you get a cut, rinse it under warm water and then take a clean towel and put pressure on that site without even letting go for about 10 minutes. And then if it's stopped bleeding, you're probably okay to just put a little, you know, bacitracin on it and a Band-Aid. If it won't stop bleeding or if the cut is pretty deep or the edges are gaping, then you should actually go to an urgent care center or an ER to get stitches that might help it stop bleeding quicker and might make the scar less, you know, less aesthetically unpleasing.
So how does one tell the difference between, say, belly pain and something like appendicitis?
Yeah, again, so this is one of those toughies, right? Like, everybody experiences belly pain from time to time, and the causes can range from the completely benign to the life-threatening, and the book tries to provide a framework for that. So with belly pain, as a specific example, you know, if you're feeling like a little sort of crampy belly pain, and maybe you're feeling nauseated and having some diarrhea for a day or two, and it's unpleasant but not absolutely intolerable, that's probably just something called gastroenteritis, which is just a viral infection of your stomach and intestines. On the other hand, if you're having really severe pain, you know, worse than you've ever had before, you are absolutely unable to consider eating anything, then you should probably go to the emergency room, because there's a lot of things in the belly that can cause severe pain, and a lot of them can rapidly spiral out of control, like an infected appendix, an infected gallbladder, problems with the pancreas. And so I would say if the pain is really severe and intolerable, that's when you should get help.
And the name of the book is Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next, from Drs. Christopher Kelly and Mark Eisenberg. How can our listeners learn more about your good work?
Thank you.
So we're on the web. We are on amidying.com. We write articles there about symptoms that we didn't cover in the book and other interesting health information that we want to share with readers. And we're also on social media, so people can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at amidyingdocs, D-O-C-S. And we're also on facebook.com/amidying.
And we always recommend the local bookstore to get a copy of Am I Dying? Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your practice and your publishing.
Thank you for having us.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, this is the middle of the month, a good time to look at celebrity birthdays in January. Last week, Victoria Principal, the former star of Dallas, turned 69. Diane Keaton nominated, I believe she won, Best Actress for Annie Hall. She turned 73 last week. On January 8th of this month, Elvis Presley turned 84. Try and imagine that. Just last week, Rod Stewart turned 74. Yesterday, 100 years ago yesterday, Robert Stack, the longtime star of The Untouchables, he was born. 100 years ago today, Andy Rooney, the former commentator on 60 Minutes, was born, although his eyebrows, I believe, are 200 years old. Next week will be the that would be the 108th birthday, would it be, of Danny Kaye, who used to have a variety show on Wednesday evenings on CBS. January 19th, Janis Joplin would have turned 76. On January 20th, George Burns, let me do some addition here. George Burns would have been 123. Yeah, true. On January 21st, Benny Hill, his birthday was in 1924 in this month. Neil Diamond turned 78 in 2 weeks. Ellen DeGeneres, hard to believe, turning 61 on the 26th. And Tom Selleck will be 74 on January 29th. And yes, Gene Hackman is still around. He turns 89 on January 30th. Speaking of Gene Hackman, who grew up in Danville, Illinois, one of his former high school buddies, Dick Van Dyke, I just saw yesterday in Mary Poppins Returns. There's a dance that Dick Van Dyke does at the age of 93, by the way. There's a dance Dick Van Dyke does on top of a desk. Yeah, that's not CGI. That's real Dick Van Dyke dancing. And he is still just the happiest man in show business. That movie, by the way, Mary Poppins Returns, that ties for me with A Star Is Born as the best movie of 2018. Just a tremendous film. Absolutely perfect in every way, as Mary Poppins herself might say. What a wonderful movie. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming up at 3 o'clock. And then at 4, we will have, of course, Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Join me right back here Tuesday with my guest Sarah Haber with Vista and Arizona Serve, ERAU guest speaker and D-Day historian and author Francois Gathron, and possibly, we don't know yet, but possibly comedian Paula Poundstone tomorrow, who's coming to the YCPAC for a very funny show. That's Tuesday at 2 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.